Hanson. Care for a rub down?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Something special is about to happen.
Are you waiting to receive my lift penis?
Very aroused.
It was better than later.
Welcome to the winner's circle. If you made it here, it means you done put in the work, dude. Congratulations. You made it way past the basics. This goes for a massive celebration. Welcome to the winner's circle.
Yeah, g'day punters. Welcome back to the Chase Your Losses podcast. It is time to get into some round 8 punting. I'm your host, Natty. With me as always, Roddy Shotgun in the punt mobile. My right-hand punting man, the rando, the dick extender. What's going on, mate?
Mate, it was a good week for the podcast. I mean, one terrible decision from one of the members we won't talk about here. I'll get to that apology later, but I think overall killed it back in the green, and that's all that matters. If we just got to stay in the green, keep in the green.
Yes, we are treading water at the moment, keeping ourselves within that grasp of glory. Just need one big week where we both get our locks, where we both hit 2 out of 3 best bets, and we will fucking skyrocket into the green here. Obviously, a big lift for me on the weekend. Needed to bounce back from a couple of weeks in a row of some poor punting. Obviously, a little bit of help from my 3-year-old daughter. That's always good for gambling purposes. Fucking hell. But we move on. She's back in the winner's circle, and she'll be helping me out again this week. Don't you worry about that. All right, let's get into round 7 recap. So, best bet set of 6. First up, Rando, you had Storm to Coates paying $3.61. We can cash that. We love that. That's a nice fucking payout for Storm and Coates, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you look into the game. I mean, like all the Thursday nights that I've had so far, I've had to wait to the last 10 minutes to get a result. It has been nerve-wracking. I've been biting my nails. I hate it, but that's just the responsibility you get as Mr. Thursday Night. You got to ride those waves. And to get another win, 3 straight, love it.
It's a big bang, bro. It's a big bang. You had your hero, Storm Coates, Tupu. I was really confident on Tupu getting it, but you went down there, unfortunately. Next up, I had Waz into Lomax paying a juicy $6.12. Lomax crosses Waz. What's doing? Boys, you had one job. No go. Just a really bad beat there, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very bad go there. I mean, Lomax was a tough one, and you got it, and then... Geez, well, the Wires in the first 15 minutes looked like they were going to win 50-0. Then the Dragons, they withstood that pressure and then did a very un-Dragons-like thing, just absolutely dominated from there. So kudos to Shane Flanagan and the Dragons. They've definitely turned a corner. It's going to be a great game this Thursday against the Roosters. But, yeah, bad beat, Nat.
Yeah, fuck, I was filthy about that one, bro. Next up. Mando, you had Broncos, Cobbo. Getting Cobbo was a good go here, mate. $3.08. That's a win. We can cash that. Beautiful. Well done.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as soon as I saw it pissing down, I knew the wingers weren't going to get much action. So Cobbo crashing over for yet another try against the Raiders keeps his 100% scoring streak right. 2 from 2 heading into the last.
So my next one here was Manly into Turbo paying $2.27. That goes bang as well. That was easy. I mean, yeah, I was a little bit worried at times there with the Titans, but they did tighten things towards the end of that game, which gave Manly the win. And Turbo playing fullback because Titans can't defend fullbacks. It's as simple as that. You need to be betting on fullbacks playing Titans. It's a commandment. Write it down. Chisel it into stone. We're not changing that once. It's as simple as that. Then Rando, Knights -1.5 into Bradman Best paying $4.39. It goes down very much like the Waz loss for me. Knights losing this one was a big kick in the dick.
Yeah, absolutely. I was huge on the Knights. I thought the -1.5 was just unreal value to get onto Newcastle at $1.90 there, but the bookies, they knew something, and obviously KP going down, that's when the bet, I just scrunched it up in my hand and chucked it into the bin. It was a tough watch for Knights fans. I feel sorry for you guys. It's going to be a tough season ahead, especially if Kalen Ponga is ruled out for the rest of the season. 3 months, still a long time too, and it just doesn't, I don't know where the attack happens, Natty.
Yeah, I won't be looking at Knights in betting purposes, and I am a KP owner in my Supercoach draft team. I'm hoping for 2 months out, not 3 months out. I'll be praying to the Supercoach gods from now until the end of eternity to get that over the line. Last bet of the best bet set of six for me, I had Sharks Mulitalo, easy as you like, $2.54. Ka-ching. And mate, I'm going to bet on this until it doesn't cash. Sharks Mulitalo is an absolute certainty. Easy peasy. Now I had my hero, Sharks and Mulitalo, two or more into Felt, paying $17.55. That goes down. But did sprinkle some breadcrumbs there for Ronaldo Mulitalo getting two or more. Had plenty of stats to back that up. I hope you guys got on that one. I had a few DMs that floated my way of people getting on Mulitalo two or more. So tip of the cap, and you are welcome. So we've gone, what are you, 4 out of 6 there? Really good week for the best bet set of six.
Best
there,
week.
Bro.
Best week
Love
so far.
Love that. 40-20s. Really good, bro. Really, really good. 40-20s, 1 unit on each of these guys. We had Daniel Tupu. He went down. Jermaine Asako. He went down. Corey Oates. He went down. But we got Fox at $2.05. Ronaldo Mulitalo at $1.85. So that's a losing week for the 40-20s. Unfortunately, next up, the Smokey. David Fifita. Half unit on this, $3.20. He goes bang. We love that. Is it the first Smokey of the year, bro?
Second Smokey of the year, but a huge one for us, David Fifita. He looked up, he saw Daly Cherry Evans in at marker and was like, this is going to be too easy, and crashed over. Now that's, I think that's 5 games in a row he scored against Manly. Loves playing against them. And I'm going for a picked form this week as well. A picked form against the opposition for my next Smokey, and he's paying some good cheese too.
Ooh, I like a little bit of a tease as well early on in the podcast. Next up, kick to corners went down. No luck there. D-Gen, that went down. Then we get into the locks, and the new lock master is Pepper McKittrick. She is firing on all cylinders here. She had the Tigers +23.5 and the Finns +12.5, who won outright there. Wow. $2.10, had 2 units on that, $20. Yes, sir. We're back, baby.
It's crazy. Woo. You text me saying, I've got a lock. I've finally got a lock. And I said, you got the lock? I don't think so. I think this was all Pep. I think it was all Pep. She knew what was going on.
Maybe. It's a team effort, bro. Team effort. And you, with a shit-eating grin over there, went down with Knights -1.5. No go there. Had $40 on it too. Oh,
I thought we went down there. Isn't that just us going down there? Or I thought we were a team.
You're writing the rules. I'm just playing by them at the moment. So yeah. I'm back with $2. So I've got $2 to my name. You've got $98.40. So plenty of work for me to do. You're still sitting pretty. That's cool. And then the bloke that can't get $1.50 multi up to save his life, Rando. I mean, every time I pass the ball to you, you fumble it. You're close to the line. There's no one in front of you. No defenses within a fucking ball's roar of you. You just have to put the ball down, brother. Tuck it under the wing. Dive onto the ground. You can't do it. You had Panthers wide, $1.65. That goes down. We have to start again. Come on, mate. Jesus.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad for me. I put my hand up. I think, can I call it a lapse in concentration? I think it was just a lapse in concentration there. The Warriors had a hoodoo in Wollongong. We saw what happened to Manly. I still went for it. Just got to be more eyes up with me. And I put my hand up this week. I told you, I came, approached you, I said, hey, do you really want me on this podcast? I'm happy to drop back to reserve grade. Pep can take my spot. I'll work on my game in reserve grade, try and get a few $1.50s down there. But alas, you've kept me going, and I appreciate that, and I needed to return the faith, honestly.
Mate, well, you've just got to work hard at training this week. It's simple as that. I'll be watching really hard. I want you hitting the tapper bags with a bit of oomph.
You can't tell that I've been actually reading Wayne Bennett's book. That's how mind games I am right now. Every coach decision that's been made this week, like the Parramatta one, for instance, I'm just been in Wayne's head thinking about everything there. So that's what I'm literally mentally like that. I've read the whole book in 3 days. Well, I've heard the whole book through Audible, not an ad. But yeah, I'm just wired in a coach's mind right now. It's crazy.
Let's turn that into green ticks, bro. Let's turn that sort of vibe into green ticks. Now, We spent 17.25 units. We won 21.2, profit of 3.95, now sitting at plus 1.84 units. We're back, baby.
Oh, yeah! What about that one?
Now, let's keep this going. Let's keep the vibe up. Let's keep this momentum going. Let's get another green week and keep pushing this profit up into the stratosphere and really piss off the bookies. You ready, bro? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm gambling again.
You're a lying, low-life, motherfucking gambling degenerate prick. You know that's what you are?
All right, Rando, Mr. Thursday Night, what's this? Are you on a hat trick? Or this could be a fourth in a row, actually, fourth for Mr. Thursday Night. What do you got for us?
So, obviously, always taking the first game of the week. And this one, it isn't a Thursday night, but it is Thursday day. Maybe that's a breadcrumb that this will not get up. But alas, we'll have a crack at it. It is the Warriors and the Titans at GoMedia Stadium. The Titans, given a plus 12.5 start. It's going to be tighter than I think you are. Sean Johnson, Achilles injury that he's coming into the game with, that's going to be close as well. So I've kind of just dropped the result out. The Warriors kind of scared me last week, Natty. So I've pushed them away. I'm not taking a result on this one. Instead, I'm taking two try scorers with me. Two try scorers with a double barrel name, both. So that's got to mean something. I'll start with Dallin Watene-Zalesniak. He's got to be in every single multi-slip this week. He is coming up against that Titans left edge defense, who have conceded 32% of tries. The Warriors, they've scored 25% of their tries through Watene-Zalesniak's wing. I did mention last week about CNK and DWZ. When Chanty's playing, it is now 15 tries in the last 11 games for Dallin Watene-Zalesniak. So I've got him to go in. And then to add a bit of value, I think this guy is paying pretty overs at $2.10. AKP, he's scored a double in each of his last two games. He comes up against the Warriors' right edge, which is their worst defensive edge, conceding 38% of their tries. The Titans, their left edge dominant. I'm seeing AKP into a DWZ paying $3.08.
So bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Okay, yeah, DWZ, I mean, at $1.46, this motherfucker better cross, because if he doesn't score this weekend, or doesn't score on Thursday, and we all have him in our multis, at $1.46, which isn't a lot of value, there's going to be a lot of pissed off punters, so we'll be coming for you, DWZ. Make sure you get it, bro. Get that meat. All right, I'm next, and... Yeah, it is. It is 100%. All right, I'm up next. Home a beer. I'm going to go the Roosters-Dragons game. It's one of my favorite games of the year. I usually go to this game. Unfortunately, I can't go this year, but this is a fantastic game, the Anzac Day Cup. I love it. Roosters have won 8 out of their last 10 games versus the Dragons. Roosters have won 4 out of the last 6 Anzac Day Cups. 6 out of the last 8 Anzac Day games have been a 1-12 affair. Last two games between these two clubs, we had a 1-point victory to the Dragons, 2-point victory to the Chooks. Dragons looking very slick at the moment. You know, they're giving teams above them on the ladder a lot of worries, plenty of dramas. So you get Roosters, they get back Walker, they get back Dom Young. This will be close. Sound the alarm, bro. Chooks 1-12. Let's start there. I know you're going to love that one, Rando. Now, statistically, this doesn't make sense, this next bet. If you look at stats coming out of this year, the data that we have. So it will when you fucking look at the green tick. Don't worry. Now, Anzac Day is different, though. Joey Manu has scored in 6 out of the last 8 games versus the Dragons, 8 tries in those 8 games. But more importantly, and this is one of my favorite stats of this weekend, is that he has scored in each of the last 4 Anzac Day Cups, 5 tries in the last 4 Anzac Day games versus the Dragons. He gets up for the Anzacs. Joey Manu, we put him in there. Chooks 1-12, Manu to score, paying a juicy $7.20.
I got a bonus.
Look, I'll agree with you on the 1-12, mate. I'll give you the 1-12. But yeah, I think Joe Manu is good too. Joe Manu is great value for this one. Had a look at him very well. I think the right edge. Usually the Dragons defend it pretty well on the left. They usually come after Ben Hunt, but Joey finds a way to score a try in Anzac Day game. It's going to be his last one for a while too, so hopefully he gets over.
Big day player. Big day, big game player, Joey Manu. So I'll be screaming my tits off to get Joey over the line tomorrow. All right, bro, what do you got?
I'm going to take the Friday night match, the lone Friday night game at Brookvale Oval between the Manly Seagulls and the Parramatta Eels. Let's start with the Manly Seagulls. This is a game they should win. Parramatta have been going awfully. Ethan Sanders thrown into 5-8. They've dropped Dejan Arcee. They haven't even promoted Blaise Talungi, who was the previous 5-8. They are absolutely all over the shop. And I do like the Seagulls here to get the job done. They've won 4 of their last 6 at Four Pines. They've won 4 of their last 6 as the favourite as well coming into this. So Manly is my go-to for try scorers. Jason Saab back on that right wing for the Seagulls. He was looking hot and stretching out against the Titans. He has scored in each of his last 5 games. He has scored in 2 of his last 3 games against the Parramatta Eels. And of course, Morgan Harper lining up on that left edge with Mike Acebo. Mm. I do reckon that is a pace mismatch there. They get Saab into just a little bit of space, he's going to take advantage of it. So that is my bet. Saab, Manly, that is paying $2.21.
Clever girl.
Nice, bro. I love Saab in this one. I really do. I think he goes bank. So that's a clever play. $2.30. We'll take that to the bank.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm not done there. We'll get the hero cape on, and you're going to have to stick with me here, Natty, because it is a bit of a wild one. So I'm going to take, instead of taking Manly to win, I'm going to go Manly to score 41 plus points. The market you can get at Ned's in the scoring markets. Now, Manly have scored 50 plus points in 3 of their last 4 Friday night games at home as the favorite. So I really do like that. Parramatta have also conceded 40 plus points in their last 2 games away from CommBank Stadium. So lock that one in. That's paying 620 on its own if you just want to dabble with that. But if they're going to score 40-plus points, you know they're going to be hitting that right edge real hard. Jason Saab, instead of just one, I reckon he'll get 2. He scored a double in each of his last 2 Friday night games at Brookvale Oval. Saab 2-plus into Manly to score 41 or more points. That's paying $15.50.
You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Manly to put an absolute clinic on here. I do like it, bro. Getting up there in that $15. It's cute. Wait till you see my hero this week. Fucking hell. All right. I'm up next. I am going to go the Storm Bunnies game. Now, Storm, they've won 8 out of the last 10 games versus the Bunnies. And this is an interesting stat. Souths have never beaten the Storm at home. 0 wins at Amy Park. 0 wins at Olympic Park. They have never beaten the Storm at home. Souths have played the Storm 39 times and they've beaten them 7 times. That's a win rate of 18% up against the Storm. So yeah, the Storm win in this one. It's pretty fucking clear. Now, a right winger has scored against the Bunnies in 5 out of the last 6 games. 6 tries in 6 games this season. Storm, they're scoring 50% of their tries down their right. Bunnies leaking 50% of the tries scored against them to right attack. So I love that 50-50 symmetry there. Bunnies also leaking 21% to right wingers. Just add in this little tidbit as well. Jack Whiten averaging 2 tries conceded, 2 line breaks conceded, and 3 missed tackles per fucking game. So there will be tries scored around him in this one. Will Warbrick should bang at home. He is a 40-20 smorgasbord here. Storm scoring over 40% of their down their right. South leaking over 40% to right attacks and 20% to right wings. It just statistically makes sense here, people. Now, I would suggest or I would guess that Tane Milne comes in and plays left wing for the Bunnies with Gagai playing right. If it is Milne, we know what he does. He leaks tries. He has leaked 4 tries this season, 6 line breaks over 5 games. Whiten and Milne as a defensive combo, that's fucking laughable. I've seen wet newspaper with more strength. So I love Will Warbrick in this one. Storm win. Warbrick scores $2.03.
These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock.
Just simple betting there, bro.
You haven't held back, mate. You have not held back. You love exploiting Jack Whiten on this podcast for sure, but it does deserve to be said. They are, I think it's 100% strike rate for right wingers against South Sydney. Then you got their record in Melbourne, 0-18 at Amy Park, which is, at Amy Park and Olympic Park, which is absolutely deplorable. I don't see them changing their fortunes this week, unfortunately, without Trell and without most of their team. They're just a walking wounded. Damien Cook had to come back. There was no other choice that Dimitri could make. So good bet. I like it. It's nice and solid.
Yeah, just simple math. Just get the win, get the units and move on. All right, bro, what do you got next?
All right, I've got the lone Saturday game. Oh, well, there's 2 Saturday games, but the only bets that we'll be putting on Saturday. It's the Cowboys and the Panthers game up there in North Queensland. Now, this is a bit of a milestone bet for me. Brian To'o playing game 100 this weekend. He is 100% against the Cowboys, scoring in all 5 games against them. 6 tries in those 5 games. And it does feed well there. I mean, awkwardly, the defense is completely the opposite side, including my next bet in this game as well. But I still think they try and find the ball to Brian To'o in game 100 for that milestone try. Another milestone man on the same edge is Kyle Felt running at Brian To'o. I reckon he gets over for a try as well in game 200. He has scored in each of his last 2 milestone matches. And of course, he is the all-time leading try scorer of the Cowboys. Hopefully he gets some meat. Maybe might be the only try the Cowboys score the way they've been going lately. But To'o and Kyle Felt, milestone bet, $4.63.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck yeah.
That sits right with me. Milestone bet. That absolutely really does sit perfectly with me. That looks good. It sounds good. I feel it in my bones. I'm a big fan of that, bro. And $4.70. Great value. Yum, yum, yum.
Thank you.
Yum. We'll eat that up. All right. I'll go next. And this will anchor out the best bets for round 8. And I alluded to it earlier. And I'm just going to fucking bang this until it doesn't bang anymore, right? Sharks, Mulitalo. We'll go through the stats, but you know what I'm going to say. Sharks have won 6 out of the last 10 games at GIO. They've won back-to-back games versus the Raiders, both on Sunday afternoon. So that's a nice little omen there as well. Sharks are humming. Raiders with no Fogarty. I just can't see where the Raiders' attack comes from. I think they will struggle to stick with the Sharks here. So Cronulla win. Sharks are scoring 63% of their tries down their left. And the Raiders are leaking 52% of the tries scored against them, 2 left attacks and 24% to left wingers. You're probably betting on Mulitalo anyway, but the stats are backing him in here as well. He's the man of the moment. He has scored 30% of the Sharks' total tries in 2024. He has scored in 3 straight games versus the Raiders, 4 tries in 3 games. He has played the Raiders 9 times as a winger and scored in 7 of those 9 games, 9 tries in those 9 games as well, including 2 doubles. So he has a 78% strike rate versus the Raiders. He has 3 doubles in a row, 6 tries in 3 games. Could it be another double? Could it be 4 in the row? Some breadcrumbs there, people. James Schiller, if he does line up for the Raiders and Hopper is out again, he has conceded 6 tries in 4 games. It just makes sense, people. Sharks win. Ronaldo Mulitalo bangs, paying $2.16. Just give me the units.
Oh, my God. Fuck yeah.
Nah, I like it. No qualms at all for that one, mate. I think Mulitalo, three straight doubles in a row. They just keep hitting him, and I don't see why it stops now. I know Trindle's out, but Nico Hines has been hitting him basically every time. I think he's been one of the great creators on either side of the field. So I think that Mulitalo has to have a day out.
Easy betting. Now, obviously, I need to get my hero up here, and I'll hold on to your tits, bro. This is a big one. Now, first up, Dan Atkinson comes in for Tricky Trindle. Atkinson has scored in two out of the four games in New South Wales Cup. Raiders leaking majority of the tries to left attacks, like I said, but 16% of the tries they have conceded have gone to left halves. Now, I look at 8% conceded to left halves, and I go, that's dominant. 16%? That's fucking wild. Hastings, Luke Metcalf, Tricky Trindle, Ezra Mamm, they have all gone bangity bang 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 against the Raiders. So 4 out of 7 games, a left half has cashed against the Raiders. And at $4.40, I love the value. So I'm whacking him in there, but it's sitting at about $8 there. So I'm chasing a little bit more for the hero bets. I'm going to go again here at another leg. I'll throw in a Raiders try scorer to really juice this bad boy up. Sharks leaking 41% to right attacks, 24% to right wingers. James Schiller has been strong for the Milk so far this season, scoring in 3 out of 4 games he has played at NRL level. 5 tries in 3 games, scored 2 last time out versus the Sharks. Hasn't missed at GIO Stadium either. I like him. Hero. Sharks win. Mulitalo. Atkinson, Schiller, paying $21.17.
You need me to see you?
I'm the real hero.
Love it, mate. I mean, yeah. I mean, Atkinson's wild, but you're driving out New South Wales Cup stats here. This is very guru of you, standing on the hill, sipping on your beers, looking for the next could be anything. Very eyes up footy, mate. So maybe he does go in, and you got to chuck in Schiller there to add a bit of Val Holmes to the pet.
In the words of the guru, this bet could be anything. So stay tuned. Now, if Schiller is a late out, we will update that on our socials to make sure you know what we're doing, whether we just take that right wing for the Raiders or we drop that try scorer out of our hero altogether. But you will know that on the socials. So keep your eye out on the Chase Your Losses Instagram. Now, let's recap those best bets for round 8. And as always, there's 1 unit on each of these best bets and a half unit on the hero. So, Rando, first up, DWZ AKP, the triple barrel name bet, $3.08. I've gone Roosters 1-12 in Amanda to score, paying $7.20. Rando with Manly to win, Saab to score, paying $2.30. Rando's hero in this game is Manly to score 41 plus points and Saab to score 2 or more tries. That's $15.50. I've gone Storm into Willie Warbrick to score, paying $2.03. Rando with the milestone bet, To'o and Felt both to bang, $4.70. I've anchored out the week with the Sharks Mulitalo lock, $2.16. And my hero Sharks Mulitalo, Atkinson and Schiller, paying $21.17. I like them. It reads well. It looks good on paper, bro.
It does. And as you said, like 4 out of 6 last week with our best bets. If you've been following our best bets alone, pretty sure we're up over 10 units as well for that too. So really good stuff going on with the best bets. I know we don't do all 8 games, but the ones that we hit, they're making green.
Laser focused, bro. Laser focused. I love it. All right, let's get into the 40-20s. Got a few here to talk about, bro, so I'll list them and then you can delete a couple. So I've got DWZ, Titans, leaking 45% to right attack, 16% to right wingers. He's paying $1.46. So I think that's a no-brainer. Willie Warbrick, we've got South conceding 50% to right attacks and 21% to right wingers, paying $1.78. I think he goes in as well. Now, this is where it gets a little bit... I do like Willie Warbrick, but the Bunnies left wing, which I assume it's Tane Milne, it's actually statistically better. Melbourne conceding 63% to left attacks and 38% to left wings, paying $3.05. So there's more value there as well, but I'll let you make that decision out of Warbrick and Milne. Saab, I know that you like him. Parramatta conceding 42% to right attacks and 15% to right wingers, paying $1.78. Semi-Valamate Panthers conceding 53% to left attacks and 20% to left wings. He's paying $2.80, so really good value for him. Big Bostock, Newcastle, conceding 46% to left attacks and 19% to left wings, $1.70. And our boy Ronaldo Mulitalo, Canberra, conceding 52% to left wing, left attacks and 24% to left wings, paying $1.73. So I think DWZ, Mulitalo, they're straight in there. Bostock as well, I think, is another good one. So you've got to pick out a Semi-Valamate, Saab, Milne, Warbrick for the other two. What are you thinking here, bro?
I'm pretty happy. I mean, we need to start making some green here in the 40-20s. And I know they're short price, but I do like DWZ, Warbrick, Saab, Bostock, and Mulitalo. If at any point, maybe Valamate with that right edge, but I just feel like game 200 for the Cowboys. Also, Chatty T's 250th, so they'll be probably coming down that right edge a bit more than you think, the Cowboys, despite the Panthers' woes on their left edge. But their left edge is conceding, like, when we compare them to teams who have terrible left edge and right edge defenses, they're not conceding near as many tries, of course, when we look at that. So I'm happy with DWZ, Warbrick, Saab, Bostock, and Mulitalo.
I like it, bro. Let's lock them in. DWZ, Warbrick, Saab, Bostock, Mulitalo. There you go.
That's 40-20s. A lot of meat, son.
Let's They're really get good. All the meat. I want all the meat.
I might butcher multi. I might dabble in putting somehow. I might have slipped on my betting slip, and these five end up in the same multi somehow. I'm not sure.
You devil.
It just happens. I slip. You know when you spray water on your phone screen and it just does it. That sort of stuff.
Can't help that, bro. It's as simple as that. It's not your fault. All right, Rando, Smokey. Can we make it back-to-back Smokies? Half a unit on this bad boy. It's got to be over $3. Talk to me, son.
When you think about smoke, you speak about heat. You think about something hot that should activate that. And that's where I've gone. I've gone hot this week. And I've gone Jordan Rickey for the Brisbane Broncos here. Similar vibes to David Fifita last week, where David Fifita, he'd scored in his last four games against Manly. Jordan Rickey, he scored in all three games against the Tigers that he has played. Four tries in those three games. Now, he runs at Lachlan Galvin this whole match. And Samuel Afainu is making his starting debut. A rookie duo there defending on the left edge for the left side, sorry, for the Tigers. Adam Reynolds is back. They will be smashing the right side for sure this weekend, the Broncos. I reckon Jordan Rickey will be running at Galvin all day long. So give me Jordan Rickey at $3.50.
I like that, bro.
Great, man. Hang your balls out there.
That is a hot, hot little fucking number that you've put out there, $3.50. I do like that. All right, let's get into the Kick to Corners multi half unit on this one. We're always trying to get about $7, $10, something like that. So what do we put together here, bro? Do you want to run us through maybe the first three legs?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's kick it off here. We'll start with DWZ. He is back in action. As I mentioned, he is running at the Titans' weak left edge defense. Brian Kelly just cannot solve a blocker to save his life. They caused two tries down that right side, right edge last week with Trbojevic going in and Saab going in. So I do like DWZ here. He's also scored in his last two against the Titans. The Broncos to beat the Tigers. The Broncos just absolutely humming at the moment. The Tigers kind of falling off the rails, losing their last two. So do like Brisbane with Adam Reynolds and Payne Haas back in the team. And to finish the Penrith Panthers, they should dust this Cowboys side who, well, they've just been flogged by the Sharks, who were first place, but they also lost to the Eels. They're very uneven right now. And Penrith with Nathan Cleary back will be absolutely firing. So give me the Panthers there. Over to you, Natty, to finish it off.
Yeah, man, I'm going to take the Dolphins next up against the Knights. Obviously, with the Knights, no Kalen Ponga. They have been a little bit defensive deficient so far this season, but they have been able to stay with teams in their attack. I just don't know how their attack is going to look in this one, where the Finns have just been all over teams. A very surprising win on the weekend up against the Eels. So I do like the Finns to get the job done here against the Knights. And then obviously Sharks win Mulitalo. I talked about this in my best bet. Sharks win. Leave it at that. It's an easy one. Raiders with no Fogarty. I don't think the Raiders have enough attack to stay with the Sharks. And of course, Mulitalo is banging all over the place. He has a 78% win strike rate against the Raiders. And he's coming up against James Schiller, who has conceded 6 tries in 4 games. So DWZ, Broncos, Panthers, Finns, all head-to-head. Sharks win. Ronaldo Mulitalo scores. That is paying $7.48.
That's fantastic vision. That's eyes up football.
Oh, that's clever like play.
Eyes up indeed. That's eyes good. Up indeed.
Yes, baby. All right, let's get a little nuts here.
Come on, let's get nuts.
Let's build the D-gen. Now, I love that Jordan Rickey's going straight in. So Jordan Rickey goes straight into the D-gen. Now, one. Have a look at my best bets, what you like. I'll have a look at yours.
I've added Broncos to win as well.
Okay. Yes. No, I'm on that. Yeah, Broncos. Jordan Rickey, Broncos win. Okay, sweet. If you start plugging this into the matrix, I love your milestone bet. That goes in.
Beautiful.
I love that. What about my best bets, bro? What are you thinking there?
Mate, I'm all over Willie Warbrick, and this. I've actually like a couple of ones here. Willie Warbrick, the Storm. I like Manly Saab dipping into my one, and of course, I love Sharks Mulitalo. I feel like if we put 4 best bets,
mate, put all them in.
Could be looking at.
Yeah, put them all in. This is a big week. This is a big week, bro. What? Huge put week. Them all in. What are we looking at?
Just getting it up now. We got Willie Warbrick. And the Storm, we've got Saab. Man, give us something good, surely. Come on, Neds.
Surely.
Give us something. And then the last one, the Raiders and the Sharks. Alrighty. Ronaldo, Sharkies.
Here you go.
What are we talking here? Got them all there. 175-1. I'm putting some dosh on that right now.
Yep. That's good. 175. So just to recap the degenerate multi, we're putting a quarter unit on this one. This looks really good. Fuck, I love this week. This week feels right to me. This is a good betting week. Jordan Rickey, he scores. Broncos win. To'o Felt, milestone games. They both bang. Warbrick scores. Storm win. Manly win. Saab bang. Sharks win. Mulitalo scores, obviously. Paying $175.
So big.
Imagine getting to Sunday. You get to Sunday and all you have is Ronaldo to score and Sharks to win. That's all you need. Like that is, I wouldn't even play the game. I just refresh the Neds app until it's done.
You watch that game at the pub because you want people to watch you win that multi.
Absolutely.
You want an audience. So you're at the pub and you're carrying on a treat. Oh, yeah.
You screenshot it.
I've been writing it up on the fucking the menu.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. Write it up on the specials board, what your multi is, and let people follow along with you. Yeah. I like it, bro. I like it. All right, let's get into the locks.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Okay. Now, coming off a pretty good week, me and Peps. So I've given Pepper the tip sheet again, the cute little tip sheet that I've made up for her, and she's gone rogue. She likes to go rogue, but you got to back her at this point. She's picked the Bunnies and the Panthers. Now, obviously, I've got to toggle with that a little bit because we only need $2 odds. I've gone the Bunnies with 21.5 start into Panthers minus 1.5, paying an even $2. And we're putting $20 on that. So, yeah, look, we can lock that up. I'm pretty happy with that.
Nice.
A little
nice.
Bit worried about the Bunnies, but I've got to trust her at the moment. I've got to trust her. Right?
She knows Melbourne's biggest winning margin this year has been 8 points. She knows that. That's why she's gone the Bunnies to cover that plus 21.5. It's wild.
She's a smart better. She's a smart better. All right, bro, what is your lock?
My lock, and God, I really hope after last week's travesty that this does, in fact, become a lock. I'm taking the Broncos to win, taking Manly to win, taking the Sharks to win at $2.25, and I'm just going to go back to the normal units, $20 on that. That's all I need. Broncos, Manly, and the Sharkies.
Wait, look the fuck out. The week that we both get a lock, look the fuck out.
This is what I'm scared about.
We cannot get a lock in the same week.
No, not at all.
It's so hard.
It's crazy. Oh, it's crazy. God. There we go. Locked in.
Yep. It looks good, though, this week. They all look good this week. All the bets look good. Now, for our last bet of the week, the accumulator, thank God it's back onto me because I'm the only one that can do anything with this bet. I've got to start again. I don't know how many times I've had to start it again for us, but anyway, accumulator, $10. Got to start again. We can go as low as $1.50. I'm going to go Sharks Fins. Easy. Sharks win. Fins win. $2.10. That's all we need.
Let's bet it all. Top or nothing.
And we just fucking fingers crossed that after I win this, that Rando can actually back up one of my accumulator bets with another win.
I'm already looking into the next round, wondering what I can accumulate or what I can lose for us. And immediately, what do I look at here?
Do your study.
Oh, there's easy. Easy stuff here. Storm beat Titans. Panthers beat Rabbitohs. That's it. I've already picked it. So now the pressure's back on you all of a sudden to win this week.
Ah, easy, mate. Easy. You see, if there's one thing I can do on this podcast, it's get an accumulator bet up. That's all I can do. Don't take that away from me. That's all I'm good at.
Oh, far out.
All right. Big, big, big week of punting. That is a fantastic slate of best bets there, people. I'm really happy with that. If there's nothing else from you, Rando, we should get the fuck out of here and let these people start scrolling on their bookies.
Absolutely. Big Thursday, the best week of the year, some say. Anzac Day weekend. So keen for it. Gamble responsibly as always. Gamble responsibly and follow the Chase Your Losses. Instagram, it's going off. We're going to get 2K by the end of the week, I bet, Natty. We're going to get 2K.
Look at us go. Hey, look at us.
Who'd have thought?
Look at us. Not look me. At us go. Who'd have fucking thought? Oh, God. Let's get out of here. I'm Natty from the Weekly Rubdown. He's Rando from the Random Stats Guy. Like Rando just said, go follow us on the Chase Your Losses Instagram page because that's where you'll get the final updates on any changes to these bets that may be made, but also for all our fun little memes and tidbits throughout the weekend of punting. And we're reminding people. You of what winners to get behind. Yeah, well, you wouldn't believe it.
You wouldn't believe it. We think, have a sense of humor. These guys are serious, no sense of humor. Bunch of blokes who can't even put their face on their Instagram profiles. But no, alas, we are funny.
I know. It's crazy, bro. All right, get out there. Have a lash. Good luck in the punt. Do it responsibly. And remember, your next win could be one more punt away. Chase those losses, baby. Uru.
Get that into you.
Just let me win this one. Just let me win this one last one.
Ta-ta! Right. And farewell.